Hey, this is a special plug for listeners of Happy Brain. Please help us by filling out a short survey that's available in the show notes of this podcast. We're trying to determine the future of this podcast, what works, what doesn't work, and we realize there's so much great content out there. Maybe this content is not for you, or there's things that you want that we're not sharing with you right now. So please let us know. This is really going to help determine the future of this podcast over the next couple months. Cheers. Do you ever go somewhere and wonder, am I going to be the student here or the teacher? Am I there to learn things or learn to share things? Well, I just got back from a podcasting conference, and I had that same thought process as I was experiencing it. I had been to this conference 3 times. It's my 3rd time. I've been podcasting for 4 years. So a lot of the information, and when you go to conferences, I've heard a lot of the speakers, I've learned a lot of the presentations and things like that, but always more to learn. But I'm at a point too, when I go to some of these conferences, there's so much that now I've learned and grown over the years that if you're maybe getting started or just starting out, now I feel like I have a lot to offer you, something to share with you. So I felt like I was in a teacher mode too. So it played out exactly like that. And I was in Orlando. I went there to kind of reevaluate kind of what I'm doing, keep my skills sharp with podcasting, talk to people that I trust and I like and learn from them. But I also found myself teaching a little bit there as well. I met these 2 women who are starting a podcast or have a podcast that's been out called Last Piece of Pie. And it's 2 women talking about their life experiences, dating, a range of different topics. But the point is they just started in the last few months, and it felt good to be able to share some of the tips and things that I've kind of gone through with podcasting, etc. Now, during the weekend, they asked, Sean, we're recording some episodes this weekend. Would you be interested in sharing some tips and tricks for mental health that might be great for our audience? And I haven't been a guest on other shows recently, and especially I have not been on shows that are not mental health related shows. So this gave me an opportunity to kind of reflect, okay, if I had like 3 tips that I wanted to share with an audience that maybe is new to wellness or hasn't been practicing some of the tips that this audience that listen here probably are more familiar with, what would I share? What kind of things could I share with them? And wanted to make it kind of fun. It's their show is, again, not all mental health, but what kind of things could I share with them? So first of all, they asked me some questions about seasonal depressive disorder. I guess they're from Michigan, and one of the women there, her name was Mel, she was saying, Sean, like, what do we do? What kind of things can we do to improve or deal with, like, seasonal affective disorder or SAD? Actually, I'll put some links down, but earlier in this podcast, we did a 3-part series on this particular episode, on this particular topic, on seasonal affective disorder, things you can do to improve that situation. Without getting into the whole answer, because you can listen to the podcast, things like getting light in the morning is so important. 10 minutes of light, even if it's cloudy outside, literally getting outside, poking your head out, getting your face and your eyes exposed to the sunshine in the morning, and getting light going is so important. So we went over that, and I shared some tips dealing with that. And she was like, wow, man, that's really good. And she ended up sending me a picture of her the next day with her hands up and looking out in the sun. I guess she listened to what we were talking about. But anyway, so I got an opportunity to kind of share some ideas. But the real thing that they wanted me to share was like 3 tips that I could share with their audience that would be very helpful for their mental health. And so I'm going to share those with you. You may know some of these. I might have talked about it on the show, but I think they're worth repeating because they've been very, very helpful for me. And one of them I've been doing more recently than the others. I started doing it sooner. Anyway, I wanted to share that one with you. But 3 good ones. You ready? Have I teased it enough? Okay. So the first one has to do with self-love. Okay. I'm not that mushy of a person, but
I'm getting a little woo-woo after doing a lot of these episodes and meeting all sorts of great people, and my heart is opening. But one of the things that we always talk about is how important self-love is, and you can't love other people if you don't love yourself. Well, one of the things that, and I think I got this tip from Mel Robbins, but she talks about the mirror moment. A lot of people talk about this when you're brushing your teeth or even flossing your teeth. Who likes to floss their teeth in this group? Nobody, right? But when you floss your teeth, you really are providing a lot of self-care and self-love because it's so good for you, right? You're getting your teeth clean. You're keeping your breath fresh. You're preventing diseases, all sorts of stuff like that. We all know that flossing is good. But did you know that if you look at yourself in the mirror while you're flossing or after you're brushing your teeth or during your routine or whatever, and look at yourself, and this is what I do now. I say, love you, buddy. And I'm looking right at the camera. I'm looking right at the mirror. I'm looking at the camera right now. And I say, love you, buddy. And give myself a high five. Literally, high five the mirror and tell myself that after I floss or brush my teeth in the morning. I can't tell you, if that's changed my life, but it gives me like that, just a moment of kind of joy, a little good feeling, touching the mirror. I have to actually clean the mirror more often now, but you get a little contact, you get a little feeling in your body, hey man, I got it. I love you, man. Love you, buddy. And it's just like a reminder that, you got yourself, right? You got your back. And, right now living alone, I don't have somebody in the morning to give me a high five or, send me some good greetings in the morning. So sometimes you have to do it yourself. So that simple tip, try it. If you don't like it, you can tell me, Sean, silly idea. But next time you're flossing your teeth, brushing your teeth in the morning, give yourself a high five and just say, love you, buddy. You don't even have to get too mushy. You can say, I love you. But love you, buddy, to me is like, I got you. I got your back. So try that. I think that's a really good tip. Tip number two, a oldie but goodie, gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. In a million different ways. We have a lot of different episodes you can listen to from various people on ways you can practice gratitude. But I'll give you the simplest way. And that's just writing three things that you're grateful for every day down, literally on a piece of paper, in a journal. In the past, I've had my Best Self journal. I haven't used it in a while. I need to get back to that, where I would actually write it in the top of the journal every day. I'd flip the page every day, three things I'm grateful for. That's definitely one thing you can do. One other tip you can do is have a buddy and just text each other each day, like one thing you're grateful for, two things or three things you're grateful for. Have that like as a text base. Then you can have a record of it, which is kind of cool. But the point is you want to do something where you can change your state and have that feeling of gratitude, even when you're going through a difficult time. So right now, you might have lost a loved one. You might, be struggling with your job. You haven't been working out as much as you want to. Things haven't been going really that great for you. And I can relate to a lot of that. But if you can change your state just for a moment by thinking of something that you're grateful for, writing it down, sharing it with somebody else, you get that feeling in your body. I'm getting it right now. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this with you today. I can feel it. And just for that moment, it kind of changes the way I feel in my body. Simple, 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 but it can really make a difference in your life. If you want to have a variation of that, you can say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that was Dr. Annie White, I think, had that tip, which I think is a great one. It's just another way of saying thank you. We had Carew, who suggested writing actually old school thank you letters, like literally writing a thank you letter down. So many different ways of expressing gratitude. But the point is just change your state. Even if you're struggling, even if things are, are difficult, give yourself a moment and have that gratitude take over. And I guarantee you'll feel a little bit better. And the third tip I'll leave you with today, journaling. Again, journaling is a huge topic. We've done many, many episodes on journaling. I did one with Dani DeNovo, who she talked about journaling, trying to do things instead of, for me, what I would do with journaling, which is good, is you can just set a timer for 10 minutes and just write things that are going on in your mind. And so what I do, what I've done for many years, is just kind of stream of consciousness. 10 minutes, I just start the timer and just write 10 minutes, and it gets it out. I express it. Sometimes I can't even read the writing. It's just a matter of getting it out, expressing it, getting it from out of your head onto a page. And for whatever reason, that really helps kind of relieve some of your anxiety or your things you're thinking about or that type of thing. So that's one type of journaling that you can do. And getting back to what Dani DeNova was telling me, she said, Sean, sometimes you want to do things that are opposite of what's, if it's something's not working, do the opposite. So I needed to maybe change some things up. So instead of writing everything that was going on and doing a 10-minute brain dump, I started spending 10 minutes writing about things that are going right. So I just flipped it around and started journaling like every morning, everything that, you know, things that have been going right in my life, to kind of look for the positives, to kind of express that type of thing, kind of getting back to gratitude a little bit. But the point is, I can belabor the point, the area of journaling, find something that works for you, whether it's just spending a few minutes, like I said, setting a timer, 10 minutes is recommended, but you can do less. Maybe some people just do 3 pages, but just, you know, write things down to stream of consciousness. You can write things that are working for you. Just express things and your thoughts on paper, and you'll be amazed at how much of a difference that can make in your life. So going back to it, one, we talked about self-love, flossing and saying I love you, buddy. Gratitude, number two, in any different way that works for you. We talked about 3 things you're grateful for, expressing it with a friend, maybe texting back and forth. And then, of course, journaling. We talked about a couple of ways just now about journaling your way to feeling a little bit better. So I hope those 3 things will get your mind ready to have a great day today. And I appreciate you listening. Take care and cheers. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.